I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. So glad you're listening here at 94.1 on your radio, the free Odyssey app, and YouTube. A message to the YouTube subscribers. I bet you would love to see us at training camp. Have you sent an email to Rod Lakin yet? I want him to get so many emails, he begs me to stop. Rod.Lakin at Odyssey.com.
Are you doing your part? That's the fair question to start asking other people.
Yes, I'm doing my part. We're doing our part. Uh-huh. We have this show that, you know, people like. Are you doing your part to make sure that we do an interview there? There's only about 8 days left. Before we get to the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report, the Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Who's done more for the NFL over the last 3 years, Taylor Swift or Roger Goodell? Is the pause. What do you think the vote is at, Ike?
I don't know how many people that follow us or listen to us are Swifties.
Right.
So I don't know if this is a strong Taylor Swift poll. I'm going to go with Roger Goodell, even though he's not the popular guy.
Yes.
And I'll go 63% Roger Goodell.
So it's 66% Taylor Swift.
Wow.
What has she done? I mean, she's helped the Chiefs.
I'm like, yeah, what has she done?
I mean, I imagine Swifties have watched those games more, and they have an awareness.
I think she's helped the New Heights podcast.
She certainly has helped that, or she will after this. Yeah, I'm wondering, has the overall popularity of the league picked up because of this, or has Chiefs fandom picked up? Because I can imagine Swifties are Chiefs fans, right?
Well, they have to be,
they're,
right?
They're Chiefs fans.
And I think
they're not checking out Raiders-Jags on Thursday night because Taylor Swift is a fan of the Chiefs.
Right.
Now, I think the Eagles fans, I think we do get some because of Kylie.
They
love her too. I've seen that as well. So
sure.
they love her, of course. But the Swift connection
it's
there.
It's a connection there. I'm with you there.
Yeah. Taylor Swift has certainly brought an awareness of the NFL to a lot of people who weren't aware before. I just don't know how much NFL they consume because of it.
Right.
Do you know
what I mean? Saying.
Like the end goal of whatever it is.
Quite frankly, who isn't watching the NFL?
Right, yes.
Nowadays. I mean, hell, the NFL, once it's an all-year-round thing. They dominate the TV. They're buying up networks. Like
what else could they do?
Yeah.
Yeah. I would still vote for Roger Goodell. I would vote for Roger Goodell. Let's talk about the Phils, why don't we?
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
A lot of things to get into.
I was going to say, this feels like it's going to be stacked.
Oh, we're loaded.
Okay.
Yeah, we're loaded. So I guess we'll start with some news and notes. Nola tonight up in Lehigh Valley.
Third start. Yep.
So maybe goes a little bit longer. And again, Taijuan Walker, good last night. Maybe they go six man if they don't want to IL Wheeler. But if they go six man, stretches everyone out in the rotation, gives them a little bit more break. Taijuan is pitching well enough where you don't have to rush him back to the bullpen. He does give them an option to where if they did want to IL Wheeler with the shoulder stiffness, I actually wouldn't do it in September. I'd probably do it as soon as possible to ramp him up before the playoffs. But that's neither here nor there. But Taijuan was good last night. But Nola is making a rehab start. He'll be back. I think this should be his last rehab start. And then he'll be ready to rejoin the Phils.
I'll say this about Taijuan. I am sorry, Taijuan.
Wow.
Ike said you can never change your opinion on anything.
Wow. No, I do change it. It just takes a lot. No, I have changed my opinion on things. But
yes.
I think Taijuan Walker stunk last year. I think it was horrible to watch. However, this year, he has taken everything that they've handed him, moved to the bullpen, start, back and forth. There's a lot that a pitcher making $20 million who who wanted to be a malcontent could be a malcontent about it. So, like, the first thing he gets credit for is doing all of those things, like a good teammate and a good... But the other thing is no matter how hard they hit the ball off of him, he does not unravel. Like, that is one thing you could say about Taiwan Walker, in that you could hit a ball 600 feet and he approaches the game just like he would. I mean, he has been... He just... It almost seems like he just doesn't try to do too much. He throws his pitches, and he...
Well, I think Stock like talked to him or whatever.
Yeah.
Like maybe they had him on... They interviewed him after his last start, I believe.
Yeah.
And he's like, listen, I know I'm going to allow some home runs, but I can't walk people. And yeah, as long as he doesn't walk people, you can allow the solo home run. We live that. We live sure. with solos. That's yeah. the story of Nola's life.
Yeah. Yep.
You know? So, like, you live with a solo shot. It can't avalanche to more.
I am sorry I was so hard on him. He has been a soldier this year, and he's been a guy where, like, you think about the playoff roster. Yeah, he will be on the playoff roster. He's got to be on the play. He'll be their long guy.
Yeah.
He has to be their long guy, you know, in the playoffs.
And who would have thought? Yeah. I'm throwing this out there. I think he has more trade value this offseason than Castellanos.
Like, I would say so, too.
How about both of them together?
Well, they're both probably...
a package deal.
Well, I don't know that's getting you. I don't think a team's lining up to take on nearly $40 million of Castellanos in Taiwan. But if you find that team, we'll ship them your way.
I do think he has more trade value than Castellanos. I do think he does. Because he's a guy who, if you figure at the least, he's a four starter on a normal team.
He'll take the ball every fifth day.
Yeah.
There's value to that, Ike. We know that.
Yeah. We know that.
Yeah.
We know that.
So congratulations, Taiwan Walker. Yeah. He is, I would say... I can't believe I'm saying this. Taiwan Walker has been a good Philly this year.
Yes.
He has morphed into a good Philly.
Listen, he's taking his criticism because we certainly have doled it out. Mm-hmm. And other than the liking of a tweet a couple years ago about mm-hmm. Rob Thompson or something, he hasn't been a malcontent. Like, he's been a good teammate, it seems like, with everybody.
Yeah, they like him down there.
And like you said, this year he's accepted any role they basically have asked of him.
Remember when Bryce tried to get him replaced?
Yeah.
Vocally tried to get him replaced?
Just said, hey, Blake Snell would help this team.
Yes.
That's it. That's it.
I do remember
that's
that.
That's it.
Yep.
Speaking of Bryce, I actually have two for you, Spike.
Okay.
Just some quick eye test things.
Yeah.
Were you okay on the play that Bryce got thrown out at home plate?
Well, if he got sent, then it is what it is. I didn't see whether he got sent or not. He was the most out guy that we've seen year.
No way he got sent.
Okay.
Still good to take a shot in that situation.
No.
Yes, it was.
No.
They didn't score. They weren't doing anything.
When he was out by 3 feet.
Guys, you don't think Marte has a hose in right field?
The point is, did Bryce know he had a hose in right field?
Well, he's really a third baseman, so I don't think he had any idea.
When Bryce looks at himself in the mirror, does he see Vince Coleman? Like, does he see, you know,
how
fast does he think he is?
I know. Yeah. He's a little cocky.
No.
And then what did the Spike Eskin eye test say about David Robertson's debut?
Oh, my God.
I'll wait till I see the next one.
Yeah, I know.
Yes. He got out of
What'd
it.
What'd you think after the first four-pitch walk to start it off?
It wasn't excited. It
wasn't even a close pitch to the strike zone.
Ideally, he's pitching when you're down by one or two.
Okay.
Like, again, and hopefully he can keep it close. I don't. And in a situation last night, he has to be in a high-leverage spot. It wasn't that high-leverage, but you get the point.
Well, because
they're
were down
so
guys.
Many guys in the bullpen.
Yeah.
Well, and the other thing, I told Jack this last night. I'm watching Romano last night. Who had a fine inning?
By the way, 2.35 ERA in his last 14 outings.
I said to Jack, I said, can you believe at one point this year, we were like, oh yeah, Romano's going to be the closer. Now we're watching Durang, who's like the best player of all time. And this guy, Romano, who's barely a major leaguer at this point. And we're like, oh no, we're going to hand him the closer role.
You didn't appreciate his lockdown inning last night?
It was a good inning.
It was a good inning.
He's either brutal or insanely fast.
Or he's in and out.
Yeah. Yep. It's crazy. ESPN ranked their top 50 major league players. This is by 17 experts. No one in the front office.
Yeah. Did you see where our Phils ended up on this?
No.
So Wheeler was nine.
Ninth best player
in
baseball.
That's highest, I'm assuming.
Yes, yes, yes.
Judge was one. Otani was two.
Yep. Scooball.
Thanks for pointing that out.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I'm surprised you didn't wear your respect hat today. Is that a Thresher's hat, by the way?
It is.
Okay, just want to make sure.
You think it's a Reds hat?
Somebody did.
I just didn't know.
Somebody thought it was a Reds hat.
It's not. YouTube.
Yes. Or on Twitter, I believe. Oh, no, it was YouTube. Yeah,
of course
they
it was
see
YouTube.
You.
Yeah.
Yes, they see
yeah.
you.
It
yes.
is a Clearwater Threshers hat.
That's an old logo, though. That'd be when like Trevor May was there.
It is an old logo. I got it at one of our spring training trips for, I believe, YSP. Actually.
Yeah, that's probably when you asked Harry Callis if
Bear would beat a fight in a shark.
Would beat a shark in a fight. Yeah.
Yes.
Schwarber checks in, Ike.
Yeah.
Number 14 player in baseball.
Sounds good to me.
Get that price tag up. I think I settled on 4 years, 120.
Oh,
$30 million a year. Feels fair.
Feels like an overpay.
I don't care.
Well, we'll
get to some Schwarber stuff here.
Yeah.
We'll get to Schwarber stuff.
When we get to that.
Chris Sanchez at 19. Good for Chris Sanchez.
Yeah,
finally.
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah.
Trey at 32.
Wow.
And then Harper at 33.
So I was going to say, did Bryce make it?
He made it.
33,
he made it.
Okay.
He made it.
Do you think he sent that link to Dombrowski when he was talking about his extension?
No, I hope he put it at the front of his locker.
Yeah.
That is my
I'm one of the best players in baseball.
Yeah,
One of the best?
Yeah, you guys bullied out of him believing that, and look what's happened since.
Oh,
yeah, look
right.
what's happened since.
Yeah.
You
oh,
too.
We hope he still believes it.
I know. But you know what he's doing? He's propping himself up, and you guys had to make it about the contract.
Oh, okay.
All right. So pieces.
Who was three was Skeens, right? And then Bobby Witt.
I thought Scooball was three.
Scooball was three and Witt was four. Right. Yeah.
Skeens should be higher.
Yep.
But regardless. Okay. So Kyle Schwarber was asked last night about Cincinnati. Oh, the Queen City. Who's dying to go back to Cincinnati? Regardless, I don't want to trash Cincinnati, but here's Kyle Schwarber talking about the beautiful city of Cincinnati.
So Kyle, you were asked at the All-Star Game about your future, and a lot of people made a headline about Cincinnati and your connection. Do you have a lot of friends who are saying, Kyle, man, just consider the Reds next year?
Oh, I mean, it was funny. Yeah, it was, you know, I think Gordon for that one, but he asked the question, you know, just if things don't work out, would you ever think about Cincinnati? I mean, absolutely, right? That you grew up watching the team, and you know who wouldn't want to play for a hometown team? But you know, there's so many different aspects that go into free agency and everything like that, and especially where you're playing at now and how you know you feel like you wanted us, keep winning with the group here. But there's unknowns, there's a business, and whatever happens, but I think, if you ask the childhood Kyle that, why wouldn't you want to come play for your hometown team?
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I got to tell you, Kyle Schwarber's handling his contract year the way a smart guy handles his contract year.
Oh, he's crushing it.
Have the best season you could and keep all your options open.
Yep.
So I don't blame
just
him
like,
for any
you think
of it.
He's
like Sosa.
Yeah. Soto. You think with,
that's what I said.
Yeah.
Do you think he's going to pull a Soto after they lose and say, like, we'll wear a Boris hat, even though he's not a Boris client?
Yeah, no, I don't think he'll go that far.
No, I don't think he's going to do all that.
He's going to be a Philly. Unless somebody gives him a Godfather offer, he'll be a Philly.
Yeah.
That concerns me less than hearing Dave Dombrowski not really seem to be all in on bringing Kyle Schwarber back.
You know, the last time he said something, I think it was yesterday, the day before, he sounded more. He was like, we want him to be a Philly for, we want to keep him here for a number of years and blah, 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 he said.
Okay.
But he's got to do the same thing Schwarber's doing. Schwarber's got to keep his options open, and if Dombrowski's smart publicly, he can't sound so married, because I bet Dombrowski's got Middleton in his ear going,
every day,
we're not going to lose that guy, are we? We can't lose that guy.
Right. You're right about that.
Yeah. And there's no way. Who's Schwarber's agent? Is it a big guy?
It's not Boris. Okay. I actually don't know who it is.
Okay. His agent is probably texting Middleton.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah.
Well, I certainly want him here.
Yeah.
But if he's not going to be here.
There it is.
Two things.
Yeah.
What Reds team did he grow up watching? Austin Kearns?
Yeah.
Those were some good teams.
who? Homer Bailey? Oh, he was.
Griffey
when they brought him
Phillips.
Back.
Yeah, Brandon Phillips.
Oh, did he get fat Griffey?
Pokey Reese probably he probably got fat Griffey. Yeah, yeah, he probably did.
Young
probably
Jay Bruce. Did. He's probably all hype about Jay Bruce.
Yes. Jay Bruce.
Joey
yeah.
Votto. Yes. He was weeping tears when Halladay threw the no hitter against them in the postseason, just like Ike was because he had to go home. So. And the second thing is,
I definitely want him to stay here. But you guys would be miserable if he goes to Cincinnati.
I just wish there was a live cam on Middleton for every Schwarber home run.
Yeah, because he knows it costs him every time.
Like, is that foul? He called in the Reds last night saying, "Hey, review that."
Yeah,
I think that was foul.
He's campaigning for Ohtani's MVP case. I think
all for sure.
Yeah. Well, now Ohtani's in. Apparently in trouble.
It's
again.
Not real trouble.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't read it. I saw it on Twitter.
Nah, yes. Everybody's flipping out. It's not real trouble. But Ohtani, the problem with the Schwarber MVP thing now is Ohtani's pitching.
Yeah.
He's really pitching. Yeah, he's not doing the one inning thing.
It's got to hurt your soul, huh?
Well, no. I said, when he's pitching, he's the best player in baseball.
I know.
When he's not, he's just at DH.
The lineup is out. Castellanos is in it. I had wondered, because Saturday night they sat him against the righty. He is hitting 197 since July 1st, obviously struggling at the plate. I know it was maybe the hard turf in Globe Life Field is why Cassie was off his feet, but we'll see if maybe tomorrow he's out of the lineup if Thompson's going to commit to the platoon thing. But he did it again last night where Castellanos bats in the top of the ninth and then in the bottom of the ninth, protecting a three-run lead. He already had pulled Kemp for defense. He pulled Weston Wilson for defense. He left Castellanos out there. And that is annoying to me. And I worry that in the postseason, he's just going to leave him out there because he's afraid of Nick Castellanos. And my point is, what are you afraid of? He's a replacement level player. What is he going to do? He has not produced in a while. Just do the right baseball thing. Thompson's been great. I think he's been different this year. It's been positive.
I agree.
That has to stop.
He's going to do it in the playoffs.
I'd be shocked.
My
gut, although he should.
My gut tells me he has been laying the groundwork. I think the conflict earlier this year, mm-hmm. even sitting him the other day, like, is not something that he would have done last year. And I think he is trying to balance two things with Castellanos. One, what he thinks is the right baseball move. The other thing is he can't lose Casty. He doesn't want a war with the guy.
Right.
So I think he's trying to balance it. And I think what he's trying to do is say, is this really worth it in the regular season? I have let this guy know that I can do this and I will do it. Do I have to shove it in his face every time? So my gut tells me that based on how Thompson's been this year, which is different, he has made changes this year he wouldn't normally make.
Yep.
I think in the playoffs, he will pull Casty in a ninth inning of a close game for a defensive replacement. I think we will see Kepler out there or something if he's not already out there. That's what
I hope so.
Yeah, I don't.
Really?
I don't think he's going to do it either, but I'm with you. I hope he does.
I think he's going to. That's my gut.
We'll see.
All right. 215-592-9494. You believe in the Phillies? That is the main thing today. Do you believe? Do you think it's different? Or do you think it's more of the same? And next question, we do have a spot in the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. If you want to be in it, what you have to do is tell us why. OG Wade, you're on WIP, who will not be in the Fantasy Football League.
What's up, fellas? How are we doing today?
What's up, OG? You're a lot of things. A good fantasy football player is not one of them. One of the worst I've ever seen.
Listen.
Yeah.
Boom. We ain't even got to get into all that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I was the best. Y'all jealous that I'm a, you know, you're just mad at me. You know what I'm saying? But it's okay.
You were in last place. I don't think you won a week.
No.
Yeah.
You didn't. Yeah. And you gave wins to everybody else.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. What do you got, buddy?
Hey, listen. I want this Jalen Hurts thing because that's what the athletics list was, really. It was an attempt at poking at Jalen.
No,
because
it wasn't.
Ike Reese asked you a question and you weren't too honest with him.
Yes, I was.
He asked you,
I'm always
what
honest.
Context was that question? The tier one, and you didn't give him that.
Can you ask me what you're saying that I didn't ask? I didn't answer. What? Ask me the question because I don't understand.
But Ike said for the tier one, I would like to know. what the qualifications for being in the tier one.
You always try to whittle it down to this. It is who they think the best players are. It's not like rocket science, OG.
The Athletic actually gave their definition of a tier one quarterback. It says can carry his team each week, wins because of him.
Okay.
Then
none of that is Jalen.
Pure passing situations.
None of that's Jalen.
Slow down.
None of that's Jalen.
Okay, slow your roll. All right. You want to talk or you want to let me talk?
Well, my name's in the show. Yours isn't.
Oh, my God. Okay.
If we're just being honest.
All right. Well, we good. We good now because, you know, we can swing it all day long. But, yeah, we can do that. I mean, I'll win every time.
I don't understand what you're asking.
Okay. I'm not asking a damn thing at this point, Spike, because you let that fly right out the damn window. Now let's just talk about the tier one thing.
Okay,
you said that none of that's Jalen. Then guess what? According to tier one, that's none of them guys. Only one that is in tier one is Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts.
No. You just said carries the team, wins because of him. I don't know if you watched Josh Allen's year last. He was the entire offense, OG. He was the entire offense. He ran for more first downs than any quarterback in football. Like, he didn't turn the ball over. He threw the ball well. He passed the ball well. He did it without very many skill players along with him. The whole offense is based around him. It's just true. It's fine. It's fine.
So my question to you is, it says wins because of him.
Yes.
So if he's never been to a Super Bowl and he doesn't have a Super Bowl, how can you say you win because of him?
Because there's more games. Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm doing this. If you look at the games that he has not won in the playoffs, largely, it is because the defense on that team has failed them. Now, he hasn't been perfect, but he's got like the fifth best quarterback rating in the playoffs of all time. Of all time,
Spike,
in history.
What is the goal for in the play? What is your goal as a football?
I'm not doing that. 215-592-9494. Israel in Elkins Park. You're on WIP. What's up, Iz?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, dude?
What's up, Iz?
You know what? I listen. I know it's a slow news day. The Phillies are on a hot streak.
It's not.
And we just come up with these.
No, we were talking about the Phillies.
I know, but we come up with these stupid questions, and it doesn't make any sense.
What question?
Lamar Jackson, every time he's in the playoff, in a critical moment, he wets the bed.
He does.
The same goes for Josh Allen.
That's not true.
Not true at all.
It's not true. It's not true. It's not true.
You got to play Patrick Mahomes. They come up small.
It's not.
Yeah, I don't. You can say it's not true.
But it is.
But I'm dealing in reality. I'm not dealing in feelings.
Okay. All right.
Every time Jalen Hurts plays Patrick Mahomes, he outplays him.
Okay.
I don't do opinion-based stuff.
Okay.
I do all factual-based.
Okay. So factually, how do you think Jalen played last regular season? Factually.
Factually. When he played Patrick Mahomes.
No. So he's not even in the AFC.
When he played him in the first Super Bowl, he outplayed him.
All right.
When he played him in a regular season, he outplayed him.
Okay. This is
when
fact, Spike.
When he played him in the last Super Bowl, he outplayed him.
Okay. They don't play against each other. Okay. They don't play against each other.
When Kansas City played the Philadelphia.
So are you telling me that Jalen Hurts is better than Patrick Mahomes?
I'm telling you that they're 1-2.
Okay. All right. But he's beaten him every. He's outplayed him every time. Why is he not better than him?
He could be.
But is he? Why is it? So? Let me ask you this: why is he not? What is Patrick Mahomes better at than Jalen?
Patrick Mahomes.
Then don't say Super Bowl.
Patrick Mahomes makes a series of big plays, and he's been doing it for the last 5 years.
Well, more than 5 years. Yeah.
Five, 7 years.
And it's not just big plays because he threw for 51 touchdowns one year and threw for 5,000 yards.
That also goes with my point.
Okay.
That every time Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen have to pay Patrick Mahomes,
is you wrong?
It's not even close.
You're wrong. You don't even watch those games.
That I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
Why is it? Hold on.
Not everybody that loses wets the bed. Did it? Jalen wet the bed in the 2022 season Super Bowl. Did Jalen Hurts wet the bed in the 2022 Super Bowl? Did Jalen Hurts wet the bed in the 2022 season Super Bowl?
We're in 2025. I need you to catch up.
Did Jalen Hurts wet the bed in the 2022 season Super Bowl? Yes or no?
Absolutely no.
Okay. But he lost, right? He lost, right? Okay, here's the thing. I'm going to put you on hold. Here's the issue. Is not every player who loses a game lost the game because they wet the bed. Jalen Hurts played great in the 2022 season Super Bowl. He played great. He did not wet the bed, yet he lost. Many of the players that lose to Patrick Mahomes, which is why Mahomes is generally the consensus number one, great players lose when they play Patrick Mahomes, even when they play well.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Allen's played well in those games. I'm sorry, he has. He hasn't done enough to win, but he's played well. He didn't wet the bed. We need to deal in reality. Do you want to be in the fantasy
he's
football?
Never been in a Super Bowl.
One more chance. Do you want to be in the fantasy football league?
I can be the fantasy football league.
Why do you deserve to be in?
Because I'm right.
Well, that's not true. We can't let.
Good job, Israel.
Every show, I don't even want to do it anymore. I'm going to quit.
You can't quit.
I know. I'm not quitting. I told you. Yeah, get you to 60. Yeah. Coming up next, Josh Uche was on the midday show. Man. By the way,
at training camp.
We were not there. If you'd like us to be there, rod.lakenrc.com. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.